Missouri Net News. Good morning. I'm Jason Taylor. A state legislator says Missouri desperately needs restrictions on campaign contributions. Lisa Nelson reports.
Warrensburg State Senator David Pierce thinks Missourians will overwhelmingly support in November a proposal that would limit campaign contributions. He's disappointed. A similar measure he sponsored this year did not pass in the legislature.
I do think these unlimited campaign contributions have been bad for politics. I think it pollutes the system. And this experiment we started back in 2009 is not working by having unlimited campaign contributions.
The measure that will be on the general election ballot would cap donations for individual candidates to $2,600 and to $25,000 for political parties. If it passes, the restrictions would begin next year. Opponents of the proposal say there's more transparency without campaign finance laws. Due to term limits, Pierce is serving his final year in the state Senate. He's eligible to serve one more term in the House. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Washington University in St. Louis says it's spending close to $5 million to host the next presidential debate. The school claims the figure includes the cost of security, technology, and labor in addition to the $1.9 million tab for hosting the event. The October 9th debate will be the fourth presidential face-off to take place at Washington University, which has held more such events than any other college. Any other college. A fraternity at the University of Missouri continues to be suspended while it's being investigated for racial and sexist slurs. University officials and the Delta Upsilon National Organization suspended the Mizzou chapter yesterday after members were accused of shouting slurs at black students late Tuesday. Two black female students said other students yelled racial slurs at them as they walked past the fraternity house. We'll learn details today about 49 Missouri judges will appear on retention ballots this November. Brian Howsworth reports.
Missouri voters will see at least one judicial retention election on the November ballot. Voters will decide if Missouri Supreme Court Justice Richard Tidelman should be retained along with judges in other counties. Justice Tidelman was appointed to the Missouri Supreme Court in 2002 and was retained in 2004 for a 12-year term, which expires on December 31st. Meantime, the Missouri Judicial Performance Review Committee has reviewed the performance of the 49 judges who were involved in November retention elections. That committee is comprised of non-lawyers, lawyers, and retired judges. Committee Chairman Dale Deerhoff and officers of the Missouri Bar will brief reporters at 1:30 this afternoon in Jefferson City about the committee's findings. They'll discuss how the reviews were conducted, why the review process was adopted, and how the information is available to the public before November. Brian Howsworth, Missouri Net.
This is Missouri Net News.